The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. America is starting World War III. You may think that that's my opinion, but actually Joe Biden is the one who actually said that first. And amazingly, they're doing it. Nuclear war is right around the corner, folks, and America is to blame. This is quite amazing. Some of you aren't paying attention to everything that's going on, or there's so many things going on that you might not know what Joe Biden had said. I had forgotten that Joe Biden had said this. He said this a little while back, but InfoWars reminded me. We are sending M1 Abram tanks over to the Ukraine, which you know there's going to be American soldiers, and they're going to continue to escalate, folks. They've been trying to escalate and escalate and escalate. But I first want you to see this right off the bat. This is from InfoWars, but it's really Joe Biden from about 10 months ago or something like that, somewhere around 10 months ago. Take a look, because it's really amazing.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III. Okay?
Okay, yeah. So here's the headlines. Ukraine predicts attacks on major Russian cities. The Ukrainian government says they're going to begin accelerating already major strikes going on, including against Moscow. So they're pushing Moscow to escalate, to push the West and NATO to escalate. And we have the tail wagging the dog here. Extremely dangerous.
It is extremely dangerous. And Tucker Carlson weighed in on this. Folks, this is amazing. I keep warning people that America is going to its destruction and how Americans just yawn at it. They were more upset and freaked out about the Cuban Missile Crisis, and this is far more dangerous, in my opinion, than the Cuban Missile Crisis. Nobody cares, which really convinces me that it's our destruction is right around the corner, because nobody cares. Even people that feel like it's coming, we still are just kind of just going on with our life. We still don't deeply in our soul think, oh, it's going to happen. No, I would say 90% of people that see me say this is coming, nuclear war is coming to your door, would say, no, not really. I mean, it's a threat, but it ain't going to really happen. And I'm telling you, it's going to happen. And here's the thing. I've been telling people with 100% certainty that it's going to happen at some point in time in our lifetime for about 13 years. That's not a joke. Way before anyone, this is when people were saying Russia was our friend. Way before Trump even took office and they did all the Russia collusion stuff. Why was I saying it? Because I was using biblical prophecy. I can't go into the biblical prophecy on the show. This format isn't for that. But that's what I used, and I have been warning people. The surprise attack on America will come from Iran and Russia. When I first started the show, I was telling people this, and then just a few months in from this show with the New American, the Ben Armstrong Show, a few months into it, all of a sudden, escalations in the Ukraine. And I was telling people, thought I was crazy. And I said, I know everyone's going to think I'm crazy, but when I say things that seem crazy that are far out, they become something that doesn't sound crazy. Me saying that Russia could nuke us, it actually doesn't sound crazy to a lot of people. They don't think it's going to happen, but that statement, Russia could nuke us, doesn't sound crazy. I said this a few years ago, and everyone thought I was nuts. But now they don't. But the point is I know what's really going on here. And you might not really fully understand it, but I do. And I'm going to try to make it clear. You don't have to agree with me on this. You may disagree. And if you don't know the Bible, then you probably will disagree with me. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not. But here's the point. I'm not going to go into any biblical stuff. I'm just going to tell you this. I truly believe God has put it in the hearts of our leaders to go to their own destruction. I believe that ever since Donald Trump got into office, I look back now and I didn't know this at the time. I thought maybe it would be a second chance for America. That's what I was thinking as a human being. I'm not saying I knew at the time. I was thinking, wait, God gave us Donald Trump. Maybe it's a second chance. I look back now and I say, oh my goodness, I should have known. God put Donald Trump in because Donald Trump exposed everything. He exposed our media. He did that while he was running. He exposed the Republican fake rhinos. He exposed the Democrat Party. He exposed the deep state. And he didn't even have to do anything but be himself. And anything he does or touches or talks about, it exposes. The sins of America have been exposed. The pharmaceutical companies in America have been exposed as poisoning the entire world, folks. We poisoned the entire world. And our sins are out in the open. We are the biggest human traffickers in the world right now. We are trafficking human beings, and little kids are being raped in America, probably more than anywhere in the world right now, because of all of the open borders. And one of the main purposes of the open borders, besides the drugs, is human trafficking and sexual trafficking. And the sin is exposed right in front of your face. And what is that? God exposes the sins of a nation before he judges it. And I don't think we can remove that. I think the judgment has been proclaimed. And the fact that I am seeing our leaders blindly move into nuclear war, blindly just say, let's keep poking Russia until Russia blows us up with their nukes. And then you look at it and say, it's obvious that they're doing that. It's going to happen if they keep going. They're going to keep going. They're never going to stop until they are blown up. Because I believe they are blinded. It's supernatural blinding. They are in a drunken state of moving like a drunk, thinking that he can fight Muhammad Ali. But he's a drunk, beer belly gutted guy, and he feels like he can take on the world. And no one, he's invincible, and no one's gonna ever, but he's in this drunken state. He's not in his right mind. American politicians are not in the right mind. They're drunken on power and money. And no rational person can break through. We can't break through to them because God has put it in their heart to go to their own destruction. You don't have to agree with this, but this is what I'm seeing. Our leaders are going to push us until we get blown up. How long will that take? I don't know, but I would bet all my money that Russia will nuke America. I would bet it all because I've been predicting it for 13 years. Regardless of the Bible prophecy stuff, regardless, which I can't go deep into, regardless of all of that, you know what I'm saying is true about our leaders pushing us into World War III. Joe Biden just said it's World War III if they do it, and now they're doing it. Here's Tucker Carlson.
It's Zelensky's 45th birthday today. He's getting a huge present. Ukraine is about to receive more than 30 M1 Abrams tanks from the U.S. military. That's a whole battalion of our most technologically advanced tanks we said we would never send to Ukraine. Now we are. Here's Joe Biden.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion. Secretary Austin has recommended this step because it will enhance the Ukraine's capacity to defend its territory and achieve its strategic objectives.
So Germany, Poland, and the UK are also sending tanks to Ukraine. So what was going on here? Well, in a meeting of the Council of Europe yesterday, Germany's foreign minister casually mentioned that NATO has, in effect, declared war on Russia. Here's Annalena Baerbock explaining that World War III is already underway.
I've said already in the last days, yes, we have to do more to defend Ukraine. Yes, we have to do more also on tanks. But the most important and the crucial part is that we do it together and that we do not do the blame game in Europe, because we are fighting a war against Russia and not against each other.
She's in charge.
Folks, She just said we're fighting a war against Russia. And you think Vladimir Putin doesn't see that? And who runs NATO? Not Europe. America. You had Joe Biden saying if we ever send tanks over there. You saw the clip. I played it for you. Saying if we ever send tanks, no matter what anyone says to you, that's what he's saying, no matter what the media says, that's World War III. That's what Joe Biden said just like 10 months ago. So according to Joe Biden, he has just started World War III. America has started World War III, according to Joe Biden himself. And you don't think that there's a spiritual blindness? You don't think that they're just moving blindly into their own destruction? Folks, they don't really think they're going to get blown up. I know some people, the globalists around the world, yes, they know that we're in a drunken state and they are cheering this on because they want America to get blown up with nukes. Because if you blow up America with nukes, no one's left but the globalists to try to take control of the world and form a one world government. But you need America destroyed to form the one world government. So yes, there are people who don't live here in America that are cheering this on. They're called globalists behind the scenes and are trying to provoke it to happen. And all they have to do is wave money and influence around our politicians, and they're drunk on the money and power, and they go, oh, I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to defend Ukraine at all costs. Well, we'll send M1 Abram tanks over there. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, we have to do that. You're going to get blown up with nuclear weapons. Then they tell you, well, look, Vladimir Putin is a madman. We have to remove him from office because you can't control. You don't know what he's going to do. He's a madman. So if he's a madman, why would you provoke him and try to corner him so he has to use nukes? It doesn't. They don't even follow their own logic. I'm agreeing with them. Yeah, Vladimir Putin might become a madman. This is why you don't do this. But they're going to. Folks, it doesn't matter how much they could watch this video. Nothing is going to stop them because God has it in them now. It is in their hearts, in their minds. God has made them. I'm telling you, he has made them go to their own destruction. They are going to get wiped off the face of the earth. A lot of our major cities on the East Coast are going to be gone. Washington, D.C. is going to be gone. And we're not going to respond. That's the other thing you need to know. We're not going to respond. We're not going to launch. We're not even going to know who hit us. It's going to be all at once in the just out of the sea, our nuclear missiles that are going to hit from the sea. And we're not going to know if it's North Korea. We don't know if it's Iran. We don't know if it's Russia. We don't know if it's China. We're not going to know who hit us. I know it's going to be Iran and Russia together, possibly some other countries, but for sure Russia is going to lead the way. But folks, they're not going to just randomly press the button and launch, and they're going to be in shock. We won't even respond. There won't. This isn't going to be total worldwide nuclear destruction. That's not what's going to happen. It's America is going to get destroyed in nuclear destruction. And then NATO will be no more anyways, and Putin won't even have to worry about NATO. They will cower in the corner. They will do nothing. Absolute. You think NATO, any European country would do anything if they watch America get blown up with nuclear weapons? Do you think the European countries will come to our aid? Do you think they would do jack squat? Of course they would do jack squat. That is what they do. Nothing. They do nothing. And some of them would cheer. Many of them would secretly be happy because they hate America. Just letting you know. God has put it in the, it's clear to me. They are, the leadership is moving to its destruction. I just don't know how long. I don't know. Could it be years? Really, it just depends on Putin. Putin has every right now to strike America in a surprise attack. He has it already because he can just point to what Joe Biden said. Joe Biden said that would be World War III and Joe Biden is doing it. So Putin can say, well, the American president said that he was going to start World War III if he ever sent his tanks there against us, and he did it. So he declared it, and Putin would have 100% solid ground to stand on. So he could attack right now if he wants to. I don't think he will right at this second. I think Vladimir Putin doesn't really want to at this point. But he's going to feel like he has to, because God is going to get him angrier, and God's going to put it in his heart to get angrier and angrier and angrier, and God's going to have him snap at the time God wants. And understand that those of you in Europe that see this video, and I don't know who's going to come across it, but somebody probably will, you need to understand this is God's wrath on America for its sinful, evil ways, and it's turning its back on God. That's what it will be. It's already in motion to happen, and there is no stopping it as far as I'm concerned. We can't stop it. You're like, Ben, this is too much doom and gloom. Well, again, listen to Joe Biden. Listen to Alex Jones of InfoWars. Take a listen.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III. Okay?
Okay, yeah. So here's the headlines. Ukraine predicts attacks on major Russian cities. The Ukrainian government says they're going to begin accelerating already major strikes going on, including against Moscow. So they're pushing Moscow to escalate, to push the West and NATO to escalate. And we have the tail wagging the dog here, extremely dangerous. They said they're going to hit the, quote, pampered and lazy people of Moscow, St. Petersburg, and other cities. Ukraine will now push for F-16s, fighter jets, government advisor says. The Hill reports, I'm sure they'll get them. Ukraine under new missile barrage as Russia warns West about tank pledges. Denmark calls for mandatory military service for women. Russia says tank promises show direct and growing Western involvement in Ukraine. As Biden seeks to avoid wider war, delivery of M1 Abrams tanks, Ukraine escalates the conflict. And it goes on and on about who's against Putin and what they want to do. Your tax dollars at work. Ukrainian officials blew $100 billion U.S. uniparty dollars on sports cars, mansions, luxury vacations, etc. All the reason they're getting in trouble now is they want more of the money to go to the war, not just laundered back to the globalist. German foreign minister said the quiet part out loud 2 days ago, that Germany is at war with Russia. This is the first time in World War II. Here's a really chilling headline. U.S. to increase artillery ammunition production by 500% for Ukraine. The Pentagon's planning to boost its production of artillery ammunition by 500% over the next 2 years. Oh, it's a long war, isn't it? As the U.S. is depleting its military stockpiles by sending millions of shells to Ukraine, the New York Times reported yesterday.
Yeah, think about that. We're depleting our ammunition. We're depleting our tanks, sending them over there, making us sitting ducks. And they're planning on doing this for 2 years. Because they think that Putin isn't going to do anything. They think that they can just perpetuate this war. I don't know what happened. Maybe, I don't know how God is blinding them, but maybe it was because we sat in the Middle East and they think they're fighting little Muslim terrorist sects where you can just fight them for 20 years. They can't ever actually win against our military. They're not going to ever be able to nuke America. So you can just perpetuate it and perpetuate it. And now they're going and saying, well, let's go to the country that has the most nuclear weapons on the face of the earth, and let's see if we can perpetuate a war with them. What the heck? How is that not spiritually blinded? How is that not God blinding them and going into... I'm telling you, folks, it's literally impossible to be this dumb. You have to be spiritually blind. But it's more, they're drunk on money. You cannot satisfy yourself. When is there enough money? If you have $10 million, you wish you had $100 million. If you have $100 million, you wish you had $500 million. If you have $500 million, yeah, I could still blow through that. Or what if I do bad investments? So I need $1 billion. And if you have $1 billion, well, I need $5 billion. It never ends. It's never enough. These people are never going to be satisfied. Money and power is all they crave, and they only live to see if they can gain more money. And then they don't even think, well, I'm going to die. Like, Biden's really old. How much longer is he going to live? Why does he even care? How can he be bought off at that age? You should be like, I don't even care about money at this point in day. I have way too much. But he doesn't have that attitude. It's never ended. He's blinded. He's drunk on it. I know he's partially senile. It doesn't matter. He's drunk on it. More from the Alex Jones Show.
So there you go. Since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine, the U.S. has pledged to send Ukraine over 1,155 millimeter artillery shells before the U.S. Army began efforts to increase production. Its production of 14,400 155 millimeter shells a month. But under the new plans, the number will reach 90,000 each month. And it goes on and on and on. And what are a lot of the new shells going in used by the tanks? They are depleted uranium that causes massive burnt defects in the children of the troops and wherever it's used in those people's families, not to mention causing massive health problems for the troops. So this is a real war crime, and Russia says that if they pick up any DU and if any DU rounds are being used by any of the U.S. or other tanks, and it's Western doctrine to use DU in a war with the Russians in a tank war, that will be considered nuclear war, and they'll go ahead and consider the use of nuclear weapons. So there you are. You want to be depopulated? Well, just get ready, because it's on, ladies and gentlemen. It is on.
Yeah, folks. The globalists want this war because they want the depopulation. They get both. Depopulation in America out of the way. That they get both. The American globalists are blinded by God. It's just like, how can these people work to bring America down for a global government because they think they're going to gain power when the American globalists already have the most power in the world? It makes no sense. I'm going to bring America down so we can put up this global government, and then I'm going to be part of it, and I'm going to have a lot of power. You already have the most power. Think about, there's no logic behind any American globalist. None whatsoever. Other than stupidity, and they're the biggest fools on the face of the earth, and now they're showing how stupid they are. They will go down in history as the stupidest people in the world who went to their own destruction like madmen. And that's how it will be remembered. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You better get right with God. He's the only way. Accept him, because who knows how long we have. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal Show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.